If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey, it's Juice and Mo. Appreciate you guys checking out a mini podcast this week. When there's anything breaking that happens in the NBA or involving the Kings, we will drop in and make sure to drop content. It may be the dog days of the NBA offseason, but we won't stop. And you can help us out. Make sure to drop us a 5-star review on Spotify or the Apple Podcast Store. All it does is help more people get exposed to our podcast. Now, today we had to drop a quick mini pod because the Kings made a move. You know what that means? We've got some movements. The Sacramento Kings have made a move today, Morgan Reagan. The Kings have agreed to a one-year deal worth $3.1 million with center Nerlens Noel, according to Adrian Wojnarowski.
You know, I think what makes this so exciting is that for years, years, we've seen his name tied to the Sacramento Kings. And for years, you've been singing that stupid song.
Oh, that longer than that. Since before the draft.
Really?
I have been pitching, hey, why don't NBA teams at Christmas time just give me a little song in the background? We all, you know, we like singing Christmas songs, right? Yeah,
love.
Nerlens Noel.
Nerlens Noel.
He blocks shots and dunks on your face.
No more lyrics. Either way, though, I'm just excited mostly for you that you get to sing that song, for the Sacramento Kings that they get to sing that song around Christmas time, and that finally this move is being done. And I think when some people might look at it from the outside, they're like, oh, that's not sexy. Sure, low risk. You got a big guy that can block shots. He can move. He's mobile. He can move from rim to rim, run, whatever you need him to do, especially on the defensive end. And I think when you look at where the Kings were at with so many of their bigs last year, they weren't even playing a guy like Rashawn Holmes. So hopefully there's a space where we see Nerlens Noel actually see some time and make a little bit of an impact.
Yeah, I think it's pretty simple. If he is healthy and super motivated, I think he's going to help this team off the bench. You know, last year he was with the Pistons to start. He got traded from the Knicks to the Pistons, only played like 14 games with them, and they had like 800 bigs, bad team. They weren't playing him.
Sure.
He ends up getting bought out after the trade deadline. At the around the deadline, his name was tied to Sacramento, amongst other teams, too. He ends up going to the Nets, plays three games with them on like a 10-day contract. The year before that, he was with the Knicks, and he had plantar fasciitis, and it just wasn't his year. He was limited to 25 games. His last real sample size of like legit NBA run was that 2021 season. And he was great for them off the bench at times. He'd start, play 24 minutes a night, over two blocks a game. He'd get steals, deflections. He was a key defensive presence. And honestly, in his limited role to accomplish those type of numbers, it was really impactful for the Knicks.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's 29 years old, right? And I think when you look at a guy like this with his body size, his athletic ability, it doesn't worry you too much, right? I think a lot of bigs in the NBA, you think if they're athletic and they come down on those knees, you're going straight to health. Oh gosh, a lot of weight coming down on them. But I think with Nerlens Noel, throughout all of his health issues and then just not being able to see playing time, there could be a place here with the Sacramento Kings, especially in this Mike Brown type defense where a guy loves taking charges, loves protecting the rim. I don't know. I don't know what this actually means. Like, look, we can go into training camp and go, this is what training camp is for. You get to see what you're going to have going into the season. Look how much changed even from training camp last year going into the Kings season. You had Trey Lyles doing some great things when he was playing that small ball five position. So I can't sit here today and be like, yeah, the Kings are going to go off the bench. They're going to go Alex Len first. Then they're going to go small ball five with Trey Lyles. And then it's going to be Nerlens Noel. We just don't know. Is it going to be matchups? Are we going to see Nerlens Noel with a bigger opportunity because he is healthier? Just don't know yet.
And I think for him, he's got to be fired up. He's on a good team. And it's a chance for him to prove he could still be impactful. You mentioned him being 29. Look, when you've had plantar fasciitis, which is just a foot ailment that at a lot of times you do definitely need some treatment with it, but you need rest.
Yeah.
Got a lot of rest last year. He didn't play a lot of games.
Sure.
And he's on a bad team. You're kind of bouncing around. He has a chance to be on a playoff team that really could use the skills he has. Like, you talk about the back line of defense for the Kings last year. How many times were they just getting shredded, no rim protection? Having a guy that has a 7'4 wingspan, mm-hmm. who's 6'11", has shown that he can be a shot-blocking presence, can make teams think a little bit, especially if your guards get beat. So I think it has the chance to be really impactful for the Kings, especially if he's coming off the bench and giving you, can you give 12 impactful minutes a night? Can you be a good defensive rebounder, which he has shown to do? Can you block shots, get steals, just be a defensive presence? You think about the Kings' bigs last year. You mentioned Holmes.
That's where I keep going to my head, too. Yeah.
Chimezie Metu, who they played, but like he wasn't a defensive presence.
Right.
Alex Len, who didn't play until late in the year and then into the playoffs. And then Namias Keita. Their big rotation just wasn't something that they trusted. They obviously saw something in Len enough to bring him back. They add Nerlens Noel, maybe some Trey Lyles small ball five. What does this mean for Namias Keita? I think that's the big question. He was on a two-way contract last year. We both felt like this is going to be an important summer league for him. And he had some flashes.
Yeah.
This is year three. Then he got hurt. It's going to be tough for him. They obviously weren't confident enough in him to make him a guy that was on a guaranteed contract headed into his third year in the NBA.
Which is something, too, that you and I have discussed over time, and we've called his games since he's been here in Sacramento with the Stockton Kings. And there was also other challenges at hand when he was, especially during that COVID year when guys weren't playing. So then he was just added to the Sacramento Kings bench as depth, but wasn't getting playing time. Yeah, yeah. So then he wasn't even getting his practice time in Stockton. Last year, he showed a lot more dominance, but then it was inconsistent. I think for Nimi, you know, like he still has a role in this league. Who knows what's going to happen here and everything. But at the same time, I understand, like, if you're not going to trust a guy, if that's not the direction you want to go, you better figure it out quick. And they're figuring it out with a low risk move.
Yeah. 1 year deal for Nerlens Noel. Yep. A chance for him to prove to other teams he could still play and be impactful. And for the Kings, it's definitely an area of need. I think we all looked at it going, are they really going to go into this season with just Alex Len and Trey Lyles as their options at that backup five spot? Well, they address a little bit of that today by adding Nerlens Noel to the fold. I'm curious to see what he does look like. Can he put up similar numbers that we saw in that 2021 season when he was on a pretty good team mm-hmm. with a smart defensive coach in Tom Thibodeau
sure.
and was healthy?
Yeah.
Or is it, hey, he's 29 now, the foot thing's bugging him, he's just not the same guy. I just also know that it's not like the Kings are counting on him to be like, hey, we need you to give us 25 minutes a night, man. It's like, no, you know what? You come out there and be that guy that we need.
Yeah.
Play 12 minutes. They're play just 15 minutes. Maybe Sabonis is in foul trouble. I don't know.
Fill that need. It's a great place to start, you know? And I say it like that too, because I'm not excited yet because I haven't seen much for a while.
You're classic Morgan. Yeah, yeah. You will not get excited.
Is that me just sitting on the fence? Well, but shouldn't I be more excited when I see what else he can bring and what Mike Brown can bring out of him?
Yes.
Let me sit on my fence.
It's weird though, we're to the point now with the Kings where like, hey, like this player could be good here because he's on a good team with a good coaching staff and getting the most.
Sure.
You know it wasn't easy for him to play for the Pistons and then go from being on a playoff team in the Knicks, impactful, being banged up with the Knicks and getting traded to the Pistons where you're just not going to get legit run. That's not an easy thing to deal with mentally.
Yeah.
Now he has a chance here to kind of turn things around for himself.
Sitting on my fence watching.
Of course you are. It's okay. I'm not asking you to go crazy about Nerlens Noel either. I just think, hey, if it goes well, it could be huge for the Kings bench. If it doesn't go well, it's still an area of weakness, and it's a one-year deal. It's not that
risk,
big of a deal.
I'm down for the low-risk moves.
I also remember in free agency, I was really pushing the Plumlee move. I was like, get Plumlee to Sacramento. He seems like he'd be a good fit. The Kings had some interest. He ends up going back to the Clippers, and I think I'm not necessarily sure the backup job behind Sabonis is appealing for some of the premier backups or spot starters in the league because realistically, you're not going to play a ton of minutes.
Right.
So the Kings had to kind of fill it with guys who were going to be more accepting of that role.
Right. And I think that not only being accepting of that role, but low risk as well. I mean, you think about, and when I say low risk, I'm also talking about the contract, the money that is being put forth. And you look at Rashawn Holmes and his contract even last year, and you're like, wait, that's technically behind Sabonis, and that money isn't even being used, right? Nobody's even playing in that position. So yeah, when you look at Plumlee and all these other guys, I mean, how many times, even when we talked about Kyle Kuzma going to Washington, it was like one of those things that he wanted to have the ball more. Mm-hmm. It wasn't about so much, oh, I can get the same money in Sacramento and Washington. I want to make sure I'm the guy, I can get the ball. Yeah, that's happening with some other bigs around the league. And I think that's why we're not seeing the sexier names yet.
Okay, so I guess one more question would be this, Morgan. Do you feel that the Kings' big rotation behind Sabonis is in a better spot now compared to this time last year when you had Rashawn, Alex Len, Metu, and Amias Keita?
Let's be realistic. I mean, it's TBD, to be determined. We could say more if we had a bigger sample size from Nerlens Noel his last season, last year. Right. If he played more than 18 games, 17 games, whatever it was, I think we could sit here today and be like, all right, like he's going to be the next man up in this Kings rotation. But right now it's very much a wait and see. That's being realistic.
I think also I try to remind myself this time last year, we were like, hey, man, Rashawn's healthy. He's mentally there. Like he seems super fired up. He's ready to contribute. To come off the bench, like the Kings have a really good option behind Sabonis. It did not work out that way, although I think Rashawn could be a good fit in Dallas. So, okay, that's fair. TBD. TBD, did I say that right?
Yeah, you did.
TBD.
Good job.
TBD.
Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo. They tell you what they know. Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.